Hello, Great West London. This is 91.8 Hayes FM. I'm Alex Loveridge. And now we're going to be talking to Paula Benson from Film and Furniture, a really good online resource where you can find out where you can find and how you can find your favourite furniture from your favourite movie. So, Paula, welcome to 91.8 Hayes FM.
Hello.
Hi. So, tell me a little bit more about Film and Furniture. How did you start up?
So, basically, I love films, and I'm also slightly obsessed with furniture. Whenever I watch a film, I'm always find myself literally losing the plot because I'm kind of studying the whole set design and the production design and looking at the furniture because I really love interior design.
Okay.
And I guess it came from when I was watching The Shining once, the Stanley Kubrick's The Shining of all kind of movies, and the famous carpet that takes place in the hotel, the Overlook Hotel. So it's a really amazing carpet that's made up out of these kind of hexagonal patterns. And I was thinking, God, wouldn't that be cool to actually carpet a lounge with that carpet? And then I started to try and find online where I could find it, and I realised there were these huge conspiracy theories about this carpet and, you know, what it represents and why Kubrick chose it and all these kind of things. And I was like, oh, my God. And I got really lost in this whole world of kind of objects and decor and art. And I thought, wouldn't it be great to set up a website? So it's born out of a personal passion, actually, but it seems that a lot of people have the same passion. So, yeah. The website's creating a lot of interest, and I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, and tell me, what sort of furniture do you find? From what films?
From all sorts of films, whether it's kind of vintage classics or contemporary movies, all sorts of things. So whether it's kind of, a classic Bond movie or Gladiator or Blade Runner or, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Tron Legacy, all these movies.
What type of furniture would you... Because I love Gladiator. I've seen that film so many times. Furniture would you get from Gladiator?
Well, I suppose Gladiator is quite an unusual one because obviously it's all very, you know, classic, ancient. But the reason I mentioned Gladiator is I went to visit a amazing prop house in West London recently called Farley's.
Okay.
And it's just a treasure trove of the most amazing finds. And I came across this beautiful classical sculpture of a bust of a head, and the owner Mark Farley was saying to me, well, actually that was featured in Gladiator as a famous scene where Commodus, played by Joaquin Phoenix, has this sort of very intense conversation with this bust. I just did a little piece on the film, and basically I met one of the set directors for Gladiator. In fact, we watched the film together at the Royal Albert Hall recently with a live orchestra, and she spent the whole time whispering to me, kind of saying, actually that was filmed in a car park, you know. You're giving me all the behind the scenes gossip. I guess Gladiator is not a typical one, but I guess more typical things, it might be actually one of the most read stories on the site is some whiskey glasses that Deckard drinks out of in Blade Runner.
Okay.
So it might not just be furniture, it's kind of general homeware. So whether it's kind of a chair or, like I mentioned earlier, a carpet or wallpaper or glasses or tableware, whatever it is that you might spot and think, quite fancy one of those in my front room. I'll basically tell people where they can find it.
Have you can you find the Aston Martin and James Bond?
That did come up, I think. It was actually, I don't know an awful lot about cars, to be honest with you, but I know that has exchanged hands a few times, some of the, you know, the original ones from the 60s films. But, it's interesting because there's been big debates about the Bond movies, about product placement.
All right.
A lot of people get paid money to have things put into films. But I was doing a lot of research into 2001, A Space Odyssey, the Kubrick movie. And weirdly enough, it's almost the first, it was in 1968 that movie came out. It's one of the first films that actually had product placement because he wrote to all the kind of furniture and product designers at the time and said, could you reinvent your product, what it might be like in 2001. So they all kind of went away and came up with objects that they thought would exist in the future.
Okay.
Almost like the first type of product placement. So people kind of moan about, you know, product placement in Bond and what have you, but actually it's been going on for a long time. But, yeah, so whether it's, you know, an amazing chair or some really nice wallpaper that you just catch, basically I just research really in depth and make sure I'm directing people to genuine, you know, originals or licensed copies, so no rip-offs.
Okay, so are the so all the furniture, or whether it be a set, it could be tableware, glasses, all these, are they sort of copies, or are they actually mainly genuine from the actual film, or are they sort of mainly copies you find, or is it a mixture of both?
Yeah, it's a real mixture, actually. So it depends on the film and it depends on the piece, but sometimes it might be the original piece. You know, there are lots of prop auctions out there. I also talk about a lot of events that are going on. If there's an auction coming up for a particular prop house selling off, you know, weird and wonderful things from, you know, actually there was an auction recently for Prometheus.
Okay.
Where they sold off all sorts of weird and wonderful things that appeared in that. So whether it's, you know, the original piece, or quite often it might be just an everyday chair that, you know, that exists, whether it's kind of like an Eames office chair that might appear in Mad Men or something like that. I'll show people where they can get original vintage versions or genuine licensed copies from people that still sell them now. So, yeah, quite varies.
Okay. And anything from Star Wars? I'm a big Star Wars fan.
My other half actually is a massive Star Wars fan. He's constantly going on at me to do more research on Star Wars. But there are big auctions for kind of Star Wars costumes and things. But I was researching recently one of the coffee tables that turns up in the cantina in Star Wars. And I was actually thinking, would you really want that in your front room? But yeah, no, Paul's persuaded me to write a piece on that. So I'm researching that at the moment, actually.
Never underestimate the power of the furniture side of the Force. And also, is it just film, or is it TV? You do find stuff from TV as well.
Well, I kind of made a rule to myself quite early on, actually, that I would just do film, but I'm already bending my own rules, mainly because there are so many quality TV series out there now.
And there's a lot of crossovers, a lot of TV series and TV films become films and vice versa.
Yeah, and, you know, there's so much good quality TV. It's not like the old days where TV was considered almost like a secondary art. I think, you know, how can I run a site like this and not discuss all the amazing furniture in Mad Men, for example? That's another one of my most read stories about some glasses, some whiskey glasses, that feature a lot in Mad Men, you know, because it's such a kind of alcohol-fueled TV series. There's so many, you know, people drinking constantly throughout the film.
Okay. And where can we find you? Where can we find Film and Furniture? Tell us about the website.
Yeah, the website's at www.filmandfurniture.co.uk. So at the moment it's based mainly on UK. So the idea is to expand it into several different territories abroad. But at the moment, what we're doing is the UK site will direct people to where they can buy things in the UK. So whether it's from a high street store or a one-off tiny little specialist vintage store, it's all kind of UK-based, but also online where you can order.
And does it go into sort of like a local base? So if you're like in West London, like I am, would you be able to find, say, pieces of furniture? Would it be able to sort of bring you out to West London, or is it more kind of general UK based? Or can you, like, say, I'm living in West London, is there anywhere here I can find that piece of furniture from?
Yeah, it depends on the piece of furniture, basically. And of course,
okay,
there are some amazing furniture shops in West London, some amazing dealers, and also lots of prop houses based in West London, of course. So basically, it depends on the film. As I'm talking about, you know, Quantum of Solace has got some amazing Walter Plattner chairs that are produced by Knoll, and they're actually still available from many kind of specialist dealers. So whether it's, you know, contemporary high street stores like Chaplin's or Heels or Conran, you know, it's basically all over the UK, but so many people sell online now. But that's the thing with furniture, you kind of want to try it out, really, don't you? You want to sit in it and see what it feels like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it, basically all over the UK, but and also to be able to buy online, so you could be anywhere.
Okay. Okay, and... yeah, you mentioned also you've got some from, you can know where to find them from Skyfall. Is that Skyfall?
I mean, there's a few. I'm still doing a lot of research on Skyfall. This is the thing, actually, is that each piece takes so much research. I need, and because it's aimed, you know, there's a lot of film geeks and design nerds out there. We need to make sure that every piece of information that we give is completely well researched. But, in fact, I've got a meeting coming up with one of the set designers for a lot of the current Bond movies, so I need to make sure of my facts before I say anything
okay,
on that.
Sure.
So Skyfall is, you know, there's so many different scenes that take place, from the offices to obviously the Scottish element of it, and also, you know, Quantum of Solace and all the ancient, you know, well, all the original Bond movies of the 60s are just full of amazing things. I've gone on a bit of a vintage tip at the moment, actually, but I'm snapping myself out of that and getting on to more contemporary movies.
Okay, fabulous. Paula, thank you so much for joining us here on 91.8 Hayes FM. Just remind us where, as I said, where you can find your website again. Just remind listeners.
Sure, it's filmandfurniture.co.uk.
Okay, superb. Well, Paula, thank you very much for joining us. That's Paula Benson from Film and Furniture.
You're very welcome. Good to talk to you.